We missed you this morning.
Today's learning should be on the initials. Chaim Lutzer Chaim Moshe Neil Rift West Line Shred and Serial Yisra Manach Moram Moshe Beiskus for Shalom Chaim Moshe and Malcolm and Brachas Sar Malcolm and Kitzin and Tegodina and the Skus for all those in and around the Eretz Yisrael. So holding a Mila Simon Reish Lamed Hey, talking about the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema by night, and we left off a Mila de Mishaburu. And what we're talking about over here is the Machaber told us that we cannot start eating or doing any of the other things that were mentioned in the earlier siman once it becomes close to Tzeisek Kechavim until we read Kriya Shema. So let's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're up to Sif Katan Yud Tes, for those looking inside, page 298. Samach L'Zman Kriya Shema. So the Machaber said, next, once we get close to the Zman Kriya Shema, we cannot eat or start anything else. That means samach l'zman kriya shema, since l'zman kriya shema starts at tzeis kechavim, it's once we are close to tzeis kechavim. U'mashmim magen avram, seems from the magen avram, the filba matzah shabbos yeshu zoros shaloi lahaspel asasuda. You got to be careful about starting your shalashudas close to tzeis. Ayim ishabur reish tzadik tesif katan aleph mashik asavne bezeh. We're going to discuss it more over there to when you can, up until when you can start shalashudas. However, kasa achrayim, was found by the yom. Those who read Kriya Shema and daven by day, afal gav sheyeshlam lachse v'likros b'yitzias akechavim, that they do have to go ahead and reread Kriya Shema. Kanal b'sif aleph, afilu hachim mutalam lechol kodem sheyikra shenis. They are allowed to eat. So again, you daven myra before tzeis. So as we learned yesterday, you need to relearn Kriya Shema after Tzeis. However, if you did do that, you could start eating before you read Kriya Shema. Shariak oponim kvar kara lamaisa, you already read Kriya Shema mikol makom. Bagiyas man tzeis akechavim mamish, but there is only the samach look to Tzeis. But when it actually comes to Tzeis, nochel lizor gambezeh, it's preferable not to start eating, and you should go ahead and read Kriya Shema. Okay, Siv Katan Chav, Hischel Lechel Achas. So the Mechaber said that if you started eating after Tzeis, so Meshavur clarifies that with Toichatzi Shah Samach LeTzeis Kechavim Nami KaAchas Shegiyaz Manhu. When he says after the Zman, that's actually really before the Zman. It's from a half hour before Mafsik. You have to be Mafsik Miyat Kivin the Kriya Shema Dairaisahu. So since by Tvila we said if you started, you'll have to finish. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, since it's a Dairaisa, and you weren't supposed to start at that point, you have to be mafsik v'hischol b'issa. Again, we said that you are allowed to create a reminder or have somebody who is a reminder for you, so that would allow you to do it beheter. But assuming you didn't do any of that, so now you started eating in a zman that you weren't allowed to start eating, and this is a daraisa, so it's more chomerdik than kriya shema. I'm sorry, than tefillah, and you have to stop and say kriya shema im hischol beheter. What happens if you started in a time that's mutter? The heinu lein chatzi shach smuch shesmucha l'tzeisik echavim. You started before the half hour. I feel like kriya shema ainu mafsik. You don't have to be mafsik. Kol sheyesh leishoyis likrei achig amasu dasai. As long as you know that you're gonna have enough time to read kriya shema after your suda, if you started in het in a zman that you were allowed to, then you don't have to stop. A canal b'simin. I am in Shavuos Sif Katan Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Beloy Birchasel, you don't have to read Kriya Shema with the brachas. Mishum the brachas ainam elo midrabanan leitrachilu lahafsek b'shvilam. So you don't have to stop your eating because of the drabanan. So you have to stop if you started in a zman that you weren't allowed to. You have to stop. You read the Kriya Shema and then, but you don't have to read the brachas. Finish eating and then you'll dava marav with the brachas. Now, the Rama said, let me just refresh ourselves over here. The Rama said you don't have to stop for Tvila, as we just mentioned. We only have to stop for Kriya Shema. For Tvila, you don't have to. So really, the Rama is repeating what we just said, which was the Mishavru was explaining what the Mechaber said. So the Ramah seems to be repeating what the Mechaber said. Because really, the Ramah was only leading into his next statement, which his next statement was that if you didn't start to eat, even if you washed your hands, but you didn't yet make on the Tilas Yadayim, you should stop even for Tefillah. So the first sentence of the Rama is just telling us is extra. So then the Rama told us that if you washed your hands, it's already after Tzeis, you didn't yet daven Ma'ariv, and you washed your hands, you did not yet make on the Tilas Yadayim, you should stop, you should daven Ma'ariv, and then you should go ahead and wash your hands again and eat your Suda. Hey, no. Even though this is happening right by Tzeis, obviously, so you still have plenty of time to daven. We are machmir that you should stop. By mincha, you said a different halach. You don't have to. The mincha kiven this man muat mirta. It says when you're holding over there by mincha, you have a limited amount of time. So it's less likely that you're going to get, that you're not going to be, it's not going to be on your mind, and you're not going to be concerned about it, that you're going to get engrossed and not do it. Mashen came by Arvis, this mana be the Evet Kalalailo, when it comes to Ma'ariv, which the time is the entire night, because Rinan, Dilma, Asil, Mifshav, Yismachal, Richasa, Shalaila, you're going to be much more lenient about it, since the night is very long. And the night is very long, you got plenty of time. Lahachi calls manchala hiska bachila atzma. If you did not start eating, matrinum le lahafsek afsha notu yadav. Therefore, the Ramah tells us you have to stop even if you wash your hands. The dafkik shaloi berachal until sidaim. This the Ramah said that if I washed when I wasn't supposed to and I didn't yet daven mayer, if I should stop and daven, that means I didn't make until sidaim. Alvin kra berachal until sidaim. I already made the bracha, nochet shaloi yafsik, because then you can have a bracha of atala. El yivarech ha-maitzi, v'yoichu kazayas, v'yafsik shudasoi. So then, make ha-maitzi, eat a kazayas, and then take a break from your meal, and daven. But after behischa lech lein tzarech la-hafsik, even though the halacha is that if I started in a zman of heter, I don't have to stop, really, you were supposed to stop. You only ate because you made an alatil zidayim. So therefore, we treat the halacha differently, and we say that you should go ahead and stop in order to daven. Okay. So then he said, Ramah, that if this is all fine, if you have enough time, that afterwards you're going to finish up and have time to daven. However, right to Lamed, Ben Shoimed Samach Laisa Shacha, whether it's almost the morning, you're in a meal that you believe is going to take all the way till Laisa Shacha. Talking about a large meal during the summer where the evening is very, very short. If you're in a meal that's going to last all the way to Alois, no matter what, you have to stop. Even if you started early, Nami Hadin Hachi, that is the halacha. Okay, let's go now to Sif Gimel in Reish Lamed Hei. L'chatchila tzarech likres kriya shema miyad v'tzeis kechavim. L'chatchila you should read kriya shema the second it comes to tzeis kechavim. Now, according to this, and I asked the Rav about it briefly, according to this, the second it becomes Tzeis, we should really all stop what we're doing, and we should read Kriya Shema, even if we're going to daven Ma'ariv later. However, the Rav said, the Olam is Noyik, that since if we're davening Ma'ariv after the Zman, and we have a time that we're going to go daven Ma'ariv, it's better that we do the Kriya Shema, that our mitzvah of Kriya Shema together with the Ma'ariv, so therefore we wait. But according to the Mechaber, you should really stop the second it becomes Tzeis. Uzman at Chatzi Alayla, the appropriate time is you should daven. You should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. V'im ova v'achar v'eicha v'kara atchloi amid ola amid ashacha. If you did not read Kriya Shema until alois ashacha, yotze yidei chevasa. You were yotze, but that was the b'yevid. After the Chatzos was the b'yevid. Really, you should say Kriya Shema before the Chatzos. We'll see why. Let's see the Mishavurim. Yad b'tzeis gechavim. There's reason makdim l'mitzvos. Anytime you have a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it as early as possible. At chatzi alayla, perish. What does that mean? What's this tol chatzais? The rabbanon. That's really the rabbanon. The rabbanon gadrus shaslus achem bekriya shema yoytzim chatzais. The rabbanon said, do not wait bekriya shema past chatzais. Shalai lovely day mitzvah. You shouldn't come to an accident where you miss kriya shema. Ve'im is achem mikri oyv adiv chacham. Somebody who waits and he doesn't say kriya shema till after chatzais, you're being oyv from what the chacham told you to do. Aval at chatzais lekai surim misacha. You weren't oyv any issa if you delay until then. Elish loy likrazaris. You're not as reason makdim in lemitzvahs. But the ikka mitzvah is tol chatzais. Of course, like we said, you should do it as early as possible. Ve'hena v'yoyishav ein oisik v'achilay melacha mitredes. This that we said that you can technically wait till chatzais is you're not doing something that might distract you and make you miss it. If you're involved in something that will potentially distract you, all those things you said, haircuts, going to the tannery, going to the base Americhets, Medina Asim, Shagiz Man Kriyashma, Kanabasiv base, that we already said, you're not allowed to do once this Man Kriyashma comes. The Im of Echa, you did it after Chatzos, the Minatayra Lukulamas Manik, Kala Lila, Minatayra, the Zman of Kriyashma is the whole night. Because what did the Torah tell us? The time of Shiva. The time of Shiva is the whole night. The whole time that they sleep. We're going to see that right now in Sif Dalet. If you had an oinus and you didn't say kriyashma until alois, you have until nates. We're going to discuss that in a moment in Sif Dalet. But again, what did Sif Gimel tell us? Sif Gimel tell us by ikar adin you should say kriyashma before chatzos. Midai raisa, it's really tol alois. However, because it's called zman shchiva. However, since the chachamim were worried that we potentially would get caught up and we'll miss it, the chachamim said chatzos. If you want to keep the words of chachamim, you have to do kriyashma before chatzos. If you missed it, then you have Tol Alois. Now we're going to see in Sif Dalet that there are certain cases you actually have until Nates. Let's see the Mechaber. HaKoyre Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, somebody reads the Kriya Shema of the evening, Achash Ola Moed HaShachek, Koydem HaNetzachama, before, after Alois, but before Nates, Lo Yotzi Dei Chevasai, Ela Imkein Hoya Anis. That you can only do if you were an Anis. What are the Kagoyim? Shiker, you got drunk and you thought you would be sober beforehand and you weren't. A person was sick, guy was having surgery, or something similar. But on a shakara oz, now if you are in that position that you're in oinus and you read after alois before net, lo yoyim hashkivenu, don't say the capital of hashkivenu. The cave in sha'ala ma'ed shacha and is man shchiva. Once it becomes the alois hashach, it's not considered man shchiva anymore. Says the Rama, aval shar habrachas, sorry about the honking, it's not me. I will share brachas. The Einish, the Eim Shalafnei Kriya Shema, Ubirchas Emes Emuna. The other Birchas Kriya Shema, Ad Hashkivenu. Oime, you do say. So you didn't daven Ma'ariv. You were an Einis. Not that you just were a Pshia. You forgot about it. You were an Einis, and you didn't daven before Alois. You have till Nates, but you leave out Hashkivenu. Let's see the Mishnah. We're on this Layotza. If you were in an Einis, the Aftermen Atayri Karina B'Shavcha on the Nets. L'maisa midaraisa, we say B'Shavcha is till Nets, because that's L'maisa when people wake up. Mishum Da'agdayin Miktsas Inish Deganu. The Gemara says there are some people that still sleep till Nets. Bahi Shaita at that time. Because Makam Hecha Deloi Isnas. It wasn't an Einis. Bitlu Chachamim Imeni Mitzvah Kriyashma Al Shachek Kol Kach. The Chachamim said, the Chachamim have the power to do this. They said, L'chatchila Tol Chatzais. But the Eved we give you Tol Alois. After Alois, we're taking away the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. We're not letting you do it. And Yotzi Dechavasa Shuv B'Kriyasa. The Chachamim says, we're not allowing it. This is a power that the Chachamim have to say, although Midaraisa you can lane it, we're taking it away from you. Kigoyin Shikur. Vafilo nishtaker la'achesh agiyaz man kriyashma. What happens if he came drunk after tzeis? Right? So you already should have said kriyashma before. The heinu mitzeis kecham ve'elach. Nami einem b'chal mezer. That's not a mezer. The k'sav adayin, that's still not considered a mezer. Why? The k'sav adayin sheyashos tzeis kach yofi gaynoi. That he had a mind, he thought that he's going to have time to sober up and be able to say kriyashma. Aval mishtaker zaman mu'et koydem alois hashacha. A guy gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, a half hour before this, before alois, and he decides to get drunk at that point. There's no way you could have sobered up in that time. That's not considered an oinus. So a guy went to a chasana and he had some drinks. He thought to have plenty of time to sober up and be able to say kriyashma in time. Sometimes it takes longer to sober up. He drank more than he expected. And that is an oinus. But somebody who at the end of the night gets drunk, that's not an oinus and he cannot do it. You should not say ashkevenu, mispire, bepaskim. Just leave out the words Hashkivenu. Just start, leave out the words Hashkivenu. You shouldn't do it because this capital is Hashkivenu. It has it in it. People don't go to sleep after Alois. Which is essentially lie us down. Right? Right? So The Mishabur is asking, how can I say Kriya Shema, which is, I'm saying that Midai Reis, I'm Yotze B'Shach B'cha, that it's a Zman Shchiva, but then you're telling me I can't say Hashkivenu. Which one is it? Is it Zman Shchiva or not? So he's explaining it's different. The mitzvah has to be done in Zman Shchiva. The word Hashkivenu means you're saying to Hashem, Hashkivenu, put lie us down, put us to sleep. So it's not a time that you go to sleep. It is a time that people who are already sleeping sleep. So I can say it's B'Shach B'cha, but I still can't say Hashkivenu. Makes perfect sense. The Akavana calls Manchin Adam Shaykhman, but Dainish makes Adam Shaykhman at that time after Allah's, there are still people who are sleeping. Ad Hashkivenu, Oyma, you say everything except Hashkivenu, but Loyma Baruch Hashem Loyalam, you don't say the Baruch Hashem Loyalam, Gamshwan Astral, Yaspal, the Tfilis Avers, Nikhus Rak Shalila, you can say all the Birchas Kriyashma, you can't say Mayrav at that point. Mekim Shalom, the Shacha, Yoim the Choldov, I may have before said that you can say Mayrav, I meant you can say everything of Mayrav up until the Shemayin Esra. I may have said Mayrav. I meant to say the birchas, the brachas that are included in Mayrav, the birchas Kriya Shema that are included over there. Okay, we'll stop over here. And the Matzah Shema Monday, we will start with Reish Lamed Vav.
Thank you.